from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, you just saw a concerning item on Peyton Wilson from practice today. Yes, what happened?
Yes, it looks like he limped off and perhaps has some kind of a back. I guess the trainers are looking at his back. That couldn't be good.
Well, he played a lot the other night.
Too. Oh, he was good. And let's hope that's more like what we're hearing about Kyle Hamilton in Baltimore, where he limped off the field yesterday, but they're saying it's fine. So, fingers crossed on that one. Meanwhile, to me, there's been a very bad development here with the Steelers, and that is Futanu and him being out for 2 weeks. And you combine, he had a rough night. Okay, you know, sort of, who cares? It's the first preseason game, but you combine that with an injury. Bob, it's hard for me to picture him being the starting right tackle in the opener. Plus, he's adjusting to a new position that I don't think enough people talk about. He played left tackle
pretty much his whole career. His entire career in Washington was left tackle.
Listen, if you would have told him at the end of last season, Dan Moore is still going to be your left tackle for your season opener in 2024, I would have said that's a piece of bad news. And, Paul, to me, it's trending that way.
I would say it's not only trending that way, especially now with the injury, it's a done deal that Dan Moore will start at least the first four games, I would think.
That hurts, Bob.
At tackle, right?
That hurts.
It does, but I think it's nice to have depth over there, and for something like this, at least this guy has been out there, and he may not be what you ultimately want. I think ultimately it's going to be Roderick Jones over there, but it's going to take a little longer. That's all that means, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just it. It's like, he's going to miss the next 2 weeks, it said, with his knee injury.
That takes you through the preseason and into the regular.
There's no question that Dan Moore is going to play at least the first 4 weeks. And here's the thing. If the Steelers are, say, 3-1 or doing well, I mean, I would be very shocked if they were going to make a move or you know what I mean? I think – in other words – it won't shock me if the only way that Troy Fontenoa plays is if there's an injury.
Well,
yeah. Plus, he's trying to get used to that side.
He is, and it takes time, and he's not going to get that time now. To me, the brightest thing was watching Zach Frazier play at center. He came in, and he looks like he's just ready to go. He's a mauler in there in the run game.
Yeah,
which is good because those center snap exchanges, I'm not sure whose fault that is. We don't know. You can analyze it any way you want, but I thought Orlovsky had a good breakdown on it about the way the play was designed to go. Immediately Nate Herbig's moving one way, and it looks like Fields isn't adjusting to that movement, even though that's the way it's supposed to go. And when you move, and you know, you miss the hands.
Well, I would say that probably. Would you agree that Frazier's going to be the starter by?
Oh, I think so.
I think so.
I think probably what happened Saturday.
80%. Yeah.
I would be willing to bet what happened Saturday night probably spells the end for Herbig. Like, I think in the Steelers coach's mind, when they have a rookie they want to put in, they're almost looking for a reason to yank out the veteran that's ahead of them. If you think about how they've done things, you know what I mean? These rookies that come in, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't want to be wrong because, of course, we'll get scolded for being wrong. So I'll just preface this by saying I don't quite remember, but Joey Porter didn't start the first game, did he?
No.
No. Broderick Jones didn't either. Yeah, it took Chukwuemeka Okorafor to do something.
I know
something
Jones didn't, right. My point is guys have to, you know, they have a comfort zone. Well, we're going to start the season with the veteran guy. Mm-hmm. But we're going to look for every reason in the world to get rid of the veteran guy and put the rookie in, and that way we can say, well, they earned it. So, I mean, Frazier probably is the guy that's going to benefit the most, assuming if he, this week against the Bills, is able to take snaps and everything else, and he's able to you know, do it well and not have fumbles and things.
Well, there's other pieces of news, Bob.
Okay.
And I'm not sure these are great either for the Steelers. One is Joe Burrow played very well the other night. Played well. He unleashed the ball. I'm wondering about that weird little injury he's had. He gunned it over the middle. He threw deep and accurate ball, threw a touchdown. He looked like Joe Burrow. That's troublesome. The other is Kirk Cousins says he's going to be ready for the opener for the Falcons. And then the last piece of that is Russell Wilson going to be ready here? What's going to happen with him against the Bills on Saturday? Are we going to see this guy play? He split reps again yesterday. Talk about these three developments.
Well, Russell Wilson, this calf injury, you know, as much as they downplay it, it's still affecting his ability to get out there and participate in these things. Now, you can argue he's 36, going on 37. He doesn't need it, but whatever. But you still want to see him out there. And if he's going to play on Saturday, which is what the intent is, then he needs to do a little bit more this week, I would think. They have a scrimmage coming up against the Bills on Thursday at Acrisure Stadium.
Yeah.
Those things normally implode into some fights that you see.
The Bills will probably lose on a last-second field goal that goes wide right, but go ahead.
No. So, you know, the bottom line is we'll get a pretty good understanding of where he is. Not that he has to do all too much. He just has to get out there and prove that he's healthy. Calf injuries, however, I should tell you, are not that easy sometimes, especially as you get older.
What about the other two developments outside of here? Joe Burrow. To me, if Joe Burrow's himself, they're the favorite in the AFC North. I don't think enough people talk about what the Bengals did last year. 9-8 and scraping for a playoff spot gets you a statue around here. What they did, they lost their quarterback. Mm-hmm. They lost a bunch of other guys, and they scraped and still had a winning record and missed the playoffs by a game. So I assume they're building a statue for him too, right? You put Burrow back on that team, they're the favorite. Do you guys agree?
I agree. I think he is, if he's playing the way he's capable of and what you expect from him, then he elevates everyone on that offense.
He does, but I mean, they've got some, you know, issues, I think, don't
I think
they?
Even Baltimore, they all have issues.
But I think, is T. Higgins holding out?
No, Chase. Higgins caught a touchdown. I think they'll get Chase done.
Okay, so if Chase comes back, they got Higgins. Where did Boyd end up? Do you know? Do we remember where Tyler Boyd ended up?
I don't know that he's with anyone. Maybe
was
he
it
is,
Tennessee?
Maybe Tennessee, yeah.
But that's survivable, Paul, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. What I'm saying is I wish and I need to do this, and I probably will do this week, where I'll sit down and take a look at all of the personnel moves. Because remember, their defense was horrific last year.
Yeah.
Did they do anything to bolster their defense?
They did. They brought in some safeties because the other guys sucked, both of them. So they brought in two new safeties, and then they have, you know, hopefully Hendrickson, his thing gets worked out for their sake anyway. Him and Hubbard are a nice little pair there on either end.
Martavis Bryant is working out for the Commanders, by the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hooray.
Okay, hold up. Wilson is back in now, so good. Peyton Wilson is back in now.
You see the pizzas here, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, Peyton Wilson's back in?
Yes.
Good. All right. So we can drop that one as another sort of bummer with the Steelers.
Yeah, but there is concern with him just because he's had so many injuries. And you don't. The one thing that has stopped him from gaining traction as a number one pick, first round pick, has been the injury.
Yeah, I mean, but that's also the reason the Steelers got him when they did.
It is. But you also have to be mindful that, you know, that could happen again.
I am, but it feels like, you know, it's been 3 years since the guy was hurt. He had two full seasons, his junior and senior years. He played 23 games or something like that. So
they have another guy who's had, this is Corey Trice, I thought played okay the other day, and he needs to get more of it. First preseason game after ACL last year, and he also had ACL in college, which held him back to the seventh-round pick. So
let me ask you this. If you were Najee, would you have played the other night? Because I sure as hell wouldn't have. They didn't give me any future security whatsoever.
Right.
2 years ago in training camp, I made a mistake on the showdown last night, Bob. And I apologize profusely for that. It wasn't last year that he got hurt in camp. The year before, he had the Liz Frank injury,
right.
And then he played anyway.
Right.
In the final preseason game. If I'm Najee, I'm saying, and I realize he's in a competition, so that probably wouldn't be good. But I'm saying, listen, when the season opens, I'll be ready to go. Okay? I don't have a contract for next year. I ain't playing in preseason games. That would be me. Paul?
I would never, if I was him or any of these veteran guys, play in preseason game. Honestly.
I don't know about that.
If you're Cam Hayward, if you're TJ Watt, if you're one of those guys like that, if you're Najee Harris, I wouldn't play. Why would you? I'd be like, listen, I mean.
Josh Allen begged to get back in there the other day. They took him out and he didn't want to come out.
What's Josh Allen?
Quarterback of your Bills.
Oh, the other guy changed his name, didn't he?
He got big money.
The defensive end for the Jags.
What is it
who
now?
Used to be Josh Allen. He
Josh
added
Allen.
Something to the last name.
Oh, I didn't
forget
know that.
It. That's a sidebar,
okay.
Bob.
And Josh Hines Allen.
Yeah.
Well, that's just going to confuse people all over the place.
Well.
anyway, I think
that would be like you being Bob's ice Pompeiani.
Well, my thing is, yeah. If you're Najee Harris, though, my thing is, I only got so many carries in my body.
Yeah.
Well, not wasting
and
them
you
in
had
preseason.
That experience two preseasons
right.
ago
exactly.
where your season was dramatically affected by this, Bob. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. And apparently, Paul. What about the Kirk Cousins news that he says he's going to be ready for that opener? I'd rather see Michael Penix myself.
Penix looked pretty good. I'll tell you who looked good yesterday. I was watching some of his game. Is Bo Nix with Denver.
How about Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch Trubisky, we'll see a healthy dose of him this week. How about Chase Claypool coming back? How about the Trubisky train and the Chase Claypool
train. What
did
Claypool do? I didn't even see it.
No, he's on the roster.
Oh, did he play the other night?
If he did, he didn't show up in the stat sheet.
How about, I think he's injured right now.
Is he? A big surprise.
Well, surprise for sure.
How about Kenneth J. Pickett going 0-for-4 on passes that traveled 10 yards or more down the field? Paul, did you see that?
I'm not paying attention. What did you just say?
Ken.
that time I just came clean and said basically.
It's all right. We're all distracted.
I had to deal with
pizza.
Something. No, that too. No, I had to deal with something.
Ken Pickett went 0-for-4 on passes 10 or more yards down the field the other day.
You know what? Here's the thing. I was watching a little bit of the Eagles game. And the touchdown drive that Ken Pickett led.
He's got to go with Ken now that he's in Philly. Wouldn't you, Bob, want to shorten it to Ken Pickett?
I'll tell you something. It's kind of funny. Do you remember when Joe Bendel got into a dispute with Joey Porter? And then he refused to call him Joey. He called him Joe.
Oh, he's like, I don't remember that.
And he was, you know, back then he was doing his show on whatever, I think it was 970 at the time. And he was like, the one day I was listening to him, he's like, yeah, Joe Porter this, Joe Porter that. Someone called in. His name is Joey. And Joe Bendel was like, there's no grown man that calls himself Joey. Do you remember the Bendel versus?
I remember nothing about that.
Do you remember the Bendel
versus? I do remember he had a dispute with Howard.
Do you remember what happened? So
wasn't there a showdown up at the training camp?
That was with Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark.
That was with Ryan Clark, where Ryan Clark was like, you know, said something like, yeah, so what are you going to do about it? And Joe got in his face and said, what are you going to do about it?
But that is great stuff.
But Joey Porter, so you'll like this. So Joe Bendel was covering, it was his last year covering the Steelers. He's at training camp. Joey Porter comes out. You know how they come out of the breakfast area or the luncheon area there and whatever. So he comes out. Joe Bendel's like, hey, you know, I was wondering if we could do a story, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So Joey Porter starts talking to him and then says, wait a minute. You're the guy that wrote this, that, and the other thing. You know, I ain't talking to you, this and that, and the other thing. And Joe Bendel's like, first of all, you got the wrong outlet. Secondly, I haven't written anything about it. Well, what are you talking about? So Joey Porter's like, no, man, I'm not going to talk to you. So Joe Bendel, being Joe Bendel's going, okay, so what you're saying is we'll talk tomorrow. And Joey Porter's going, man, I ain't talking to you. I told you I ain't talking to you. And Joe Bendel's like, we're going to talk tomorrow. So now he's trying to go. He's getting into the golf cart, right? You know, they have the golf cart to take him up the dorms. And he's going, man, you ain't listening. I ain't talking to you. And Joe Bendel's going, talk tomorrow, Joey. Talk tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. As he's coming.
The last word he gets in.
He gets into the thing and he's like, man, hey, F you, I ain't talking to you, blah, blah, blah. Bendel's like, okay, Joe, talk tomorrow, right? We'll see you tomorrow.
That's great. And then Joey Porter went after Malzi. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. That was at a golf outing. That was at Treesdale.
Yeah. Joey Porter went after Malzi and retired. This was just last year, I think. What do you make of that, Paul?
Well, I didn't understand why he was going after Mull. You know,
I think something
Mueller.
He said on the radio. I don't know. I gave Mueller a low-key shot at Joey Porter there. Because Porter is a little banged up, right, post-career? I think Malzi's quicker than him, Bob.
My thing is, he's all bark and not bright. I remember when I was
Malzi or Porter?
Porter. I was out at the ESPN ESPY Awards when Ben wrecked his motorcycle and whatever. So nobody had heard from him for like 2 months. And, of course, he was going to be at the ESPYs because they won the Super Bowl. They were going to be the team of the year.
Yeah.
So the Post-Gazette sent me out there because, you know, our 46 Steeler writers were all on vacation. So I had to go out there And Porter, you know, of course he was all lit up and drunk, you know, in the press conference. And I asked him something and he tried to get all like huffy, like heated. And, you know, I mean, like, I don't care what anybody, I don't care about the critics. Nobody gives a shit. He's all bark. But I'll tell you, speaking of interactions with the press, what did you make of one Deion Sanders? Did you see that nonsense?
You know what? Why don't we find that for the top of the hour, and then we'll interpret that. Plus, we have a Bob Showdown coming up, and we have pizza here. 50-minute mark on the Fan, presented by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob has so many treats, I've lost track, including the Olympics. I actually watched the Olympics. The men's basketball had the best rating of a basketball game since 1996. I mean, I think a lot of us watched, for whatever reason, more Olympics this summer than we have in a long time. I'd have to see the final numbers. But, man, that was the way they were trending. So Bob's showdown coming up, me against Paul, Bob against Paul, Paul against Bob, me against Bob, Bob against Paul, Ball against Bob, ball. And all of us against Ball, and all of us against Sean. That's going to be very exciting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.